Welcome to Franco and Kags on 95.7 The Game. I'm Gianna Franco.
And I'm Annika Gadeikis.
We are so happy to have our guest in today. Andrea Malice joins us. She is Virgo in service, an astrologer. It's a consulting business as well as a sports astrologist. Now, Andrea, you must have a fascination with sports because you obviously pay a lot of attention to the astrology of all these players.
Yes, it's sort of my two passions is astrology and sports, and I feel blessed to blend the two of them together. And it actually started many moons ago. I want to say 2001. I was at an A's game, and Barry Zito was pitching, and I just, you know, heard he was a little eccentric, did yoga, and I looked at his chart. I called in on the post-game show. I guess it was Robert Braun back in the day, and it was a hit, and he signed me up for the Astrology Minute. So it was kind of lightning in a bottle. I just called in on a whim because I liked astrology and I liked baseball and sports, and it kind of turned into an interesting niche.
I mean, are you a fan of any certain teams, and does it ever sway your readings at all? Is it hard to separate? Like, I really like this guy, but he's not going to be doing so well this year.
You know, that's an excellent question. I root for all the Bay Area teams, and I really felt for Tim Lincecum and his struggles.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That was quite a fall from grace, and I was actually in contact with his dad at the time, and you just want to root for him. You know, you just in your heart, but astrologically, being objective and professional, I knew there were Saturn transits, there were difficult transits on the horizon, and it was important to be, you know, professional and have a modicum of detachment, hard though it may be.
So being a fan of sports here in the Bay Area, when you see players like Tim Lincecum, for example, let's say Colin Kaepernick,
mm-hmm.
do you, and kind of how their story plays out with the media when they, you know, he's kind of had a bit of a fall from grace as well. Does that spark your interest and you start really looking into the charts?
Oh, yeah. I've been looking at Colin's chart for years now. He's a super intense Scorpio. And what's interesting is he's having his Saturn return that happens at age 29, 30. And that's a karmic cycle of endings and new beginnings. So he started by taking a stand and, you know, taking a knee, kind of speaking his truth. And now, you know, it'll be interesting to see where he lands. But I always admired that Scorpio passion and intensity and conviction that he brought to everything he did. I mean, love him or hate him, he did have that powerful, magnetic, mysterious complexity to him.
Speaking of a love-hate relationship, Mark Davis.
Yes.
He's getting a lot of new fans in Vegas, but maybe losing some here in Oakland because of what happened with the Raiders moving to Las Vegas now, that vote coming down from NFL owners. What can you tell us about Mark's astrology?
Yes, good segue. And as I mentioned, you know, this is quite mysterious. This is the first time I can remember that I haven't been able to track down a person's birth date.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Wikipedia, it's usually common knowledge. Maybe you have to do a little digging here and there, but there's some secretiveness there. Wikipedia just listed 1954, 1955 in Charleston, South Carolina. So I went on social media. Does anyone have a birth date? So we have to use, you know, this with a grain of salt. It may or may not be accurate, but this is what someone told me on Twitter, May 6, 1956, Charleston, South Carolina. So we have the Taurus. I mean, if we'll just go with the basic Taurus qualities, you know, we have the high road and the low road. So there's a determination certainly with Taurus, but the low road is very materialistic, kind of self-indulgent, a little lazy, like, okay, that sounds good. That's a good offer. You woo me. And he is born in 1956, so he's having an interesting transit known as the Uranus square Uranus, mid-60s rebellion. If you've fallen into a rut, this is when you want to shake things up and do something different.
Oh, wow. That fits.
So interesting. People mid-60s, sometimes they retire, do something else, move, you know, change their home. But he's really, you know, being very bold and may or not be considering his options carefully. And curiously, if this is any consolation to Raiders fans, maybe not the best timing. This whole thing went down on the dark moon in Aries, Venus retrograde, not the best time for deal making.
Ooh.
We're running into Mercury retrograde, April 9th to May 3rd, which is not good for contracts and negotiations, transportation, technology. So it'll be interesting to see how things pan out. But, you know, he left a lot of fans brokenhearted and, you know, including me.
Right.
Oh, are you a Raider fan?
Yeah.
Aww,
you know,
it's hard.
I have, you know, clients and I've been to Ricky's sports bar and, You know, this is a heart and soul. I think Draymond summed it up quite eloquently, being a fellow Pisces. He said, you know, it's like taking Green Bay and the Packers or the Celtics out of Boston. You know, there's certain franchises that just don't mesh when you take them out of their heart and soul.
And that was really well said by Draymond Green. Now, speaking of the Warriors, though, the Warriors actually expressed some good news this week about Kevin Durant, saying his future's looking good. Yes. 7 to 10 days, they'll reevaluate him again. Yes. What does his future look like right now?
Yes, we have Kevin Durant, September 29, 1988, Washington, D.C. He's a Libra, like Anna.
Hey. I like that.
Shout out to Libras. This is a very big year for Libras. Why? Ooh. Jupiter, planet of expansion and abundance, is in Libra. It's once every 12 years.
Oh.
And it's continuing through the end of this year. I always liken Jupiter to the Santa Claus of the zodiac. It makes things bigger, more, and better. Oh. So the combination of Kevin coming over to the Warriors and his Santa return, 1988, remember that year? So turning 30, 29, that's, you know, he made some major moves. So basically, Jupiter is an excellent transit for healing, for optimism, for abundance. This is kind of the Midas touch. So this is really good timing that he healed, you know, relatively quickly. I mean, that's, you know, very enthusiastic and optimistic, very successful, confident. His actions supported by a feeling of abundance, protected from accidents and harm. So this is good, strong willpower. You know, timing's everything. I think, John, it's Damon that says, timing is life, life is timing.
This is true. Right? He does. It's true, though.
Exactly. That's his mantra, and if I may borrow it, in Kevin Durant's case, very, very opportune time as we go into the stretch of the baseball, of the basketball playoffs.
Well, we've got the basketball playoffs right around the corner, so we have to ask you, though, about a couple of baseball players that are making headlines, pitchers. You know, it seems like the Giants have struggled with pitching, and then, of course, we get the news of Sonny Gray being injured with the A's, and we haven't even started the season. Let's talk a little bit about Sonny Gray. What can we expect out of him in this year and this season?
Yeah, you know what's interesting? Bob Melvin is also a Scorpio, and Sonny and him, I think, have a very special connection, being fellow Scorpios. Sonny, November 7, 1989. Again, remember these ages, 29, 30.
Right, interesting how
they
are.
Yeah, these are very, you know, pivotal Saturn return, cycle of endings, new beginnings. November 7, 1989, Nashville, Tennessee, is what I have for Sonny. And, yeah, he has that strained lat. They're expecting him to return mid-April. Melvin said very cautious, don't want to rush him. But, of course, being a Scorpio, Sonny's raring to go.
You know, he wants to get out there.
Right. They're one of the most intense signs of the zodiac. They're just regenerating, and transformation is their middle name. So they want to, you know, get out there and do their thing. I remember the playoffs years ago, you know, it was real exciting to see him. So basically, here's the key. Next year, when Jupiter goes into Scorpio, is huge for him. So right now, as I said, Jupiter's in Libra. It's okay. But actually, next year is a very abundant cycle for him. He has four planets in Scorpio. You don't want to mess with Sonny.
Wow.
I know he looks all sweet and nice and young. And wow, Mars, Mercury, Sun, and Pluto in Scorpio. So he's like hell-bent on transformation, just very powerful. So next year, you know, I almost get nervous when I say it, because then the trading deadline, you know, the Saturn return, Jupiter next year is huge for him. Will he still be with the A's? But, you know, it's tempting to look too far ahead. I try not to. But, you know, this year, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag, but I think he should be fine.
Well, we're going to have to send this segment to Billy Beane
and
to David Force so that they can hear this, that, hey, it's going to be good, but next year is the year to watch out for. Long-term contract? Yeah. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Start ponying up the money now, Billy.
Yeah, get it ready.
It was his birthday yesterday, just so you know.
Billy Beane celebrated birthday. That's true. That's right.
Well, let's go across the bay right now. Let's talk about Matt Cain. Looks like the fifth starter role for him. What kind of expectations can we have for him this year?
You know, I am so glad you asked. Matt Cain is like the cosmic poster child for not signing athletes, especially pitchers, to long-term contracts based on past performance.
Yeah.
The whole beauty of sports astrology is it's based on future performance, not rewarding players for past performance. So basically, Mars is a crucial planet for an athlete. Let's start there. And let me get Matt's birth date on the recording, April 1, 1984.
April Fool's Day.
What was that?
April Fool's Day.
Yeah, so Saturday's his birthday.
October.
Yeah.
October. October.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's a fellow Libra, though.
There we go.
A lot of Libras. Good. We need as much balance and harmony as we can get these days. Matt Cain, October 1, 1984, Dothan, Alabama. Okay, so basically, Mars is a crucial planet for an athlete. It rules energy, assertion, and aggression. He has Mars at 27 degrees Sagittarius. Saturn, planet of limitation, 27 degrees Sagittarius. Saturn, Mars, one foot on the gas, one foot on the brake. Frustration, actions meet with resistance. So, you know, he's anxious. You know, he's like battling for the fifth starter, but it's just not a very opportune time for him. It's very challenging. If he was a regular client, I'd say, you know what, just throttle back. Don't do too much. Don't initiate anything big in the outside world. But you can't do that when he's battling for the fifth starter. Right. So this is not a good season for him. So GM Bobby Evans, well, in a perfect world, Matt Cain would be Matt Cain, and he'd be the fifth starter.
Sure.
But we don't live in a perfect planetary world. And how ironic that someone who has, what was his contract, like $127.5 million.
It's insane.
And he's getting $20 million this year. So it's, I guess, a buyout, bullpen, minors. So probably, you know, fifth starter, then demote him to the pen. But wherever you go, there you are. I mean, you still have, if you have bad transits, you'll still have him in the bullpen. You'll just kind of languish and not be in the spotlight.
Right.
So it's really, you know, sad that he's dealt with injuries for parts of the past three seasons. And, you know, it's just not a good state of events. You know, the good news, as you know, in the sports world, up-and-coming Tyler Beattie, Ty Block, who's a Libra, Ty Block. So, you know, it's just that he has, I think, $20 million left this year. So it's, you know, they buy him out or if he stays in the pen, fifth starter. But it's a real fall from grace.
Right. That's too bad. Maybe something will happen a la Barry Zito in the World Series where it really just redeemed everything that happened with the Giants bringing him over and that great performance
he had.
Could
a comet somehow come across the sky or something and throw
something
a little thing
there.
Off?
We'll see. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Who knows?
No, that's a good reference to Barry Zito because what the Giants did, it's like, okay, he was a Cy Young winner in Oakland. You know, yeah, we'll take him in the Giants, sign him. And it's like, well, just because that was the past performance in Oakland doesn't mean he's going to replicate that in San Francisco, people.
True.
You know, again, rewarding based on past performance. And I love Barry Zito. He's totally open to astrology. I used to sit in the stands at the Coliseum with his parents.
Oh, wonderful. Aww. He's a great guy. He's
very
nice. We've had his wife on the show as well, and she's a doll. She's a sweetheart. Okay, so you broke down some of our favorite players. You're going to have to give a little bit of our charts, our astrology. I would love to hear some things. You were so sweet to send me my chart on my birthday, which just happened in March. So I'm a Pisces like Draymond.
Yes. And Stephen Curry's a Pisces, too.
That's right.
Yes,
I love it. Good company.
Very intuitive. Yes. And, yeah, what's interesting with Steph, his chart, you know, he's rebounded, but he has to take it easy down the playoffs. I saw a couple of red flags. Just want to put that out to the universe.
Okay.
But, yes, Gianna, March 9, 5 a.m., San Diego, California. Pisces, you know, which is very spiritual, very intuitive, very creative, wants to be loved, cared for, cozy nest. Fish swimming in two opposite directions, spiritual and material. And you know what's real interesting? You have more planets in Aquarius, which is the nonconformist of the zodiac, than Pisces.
Really?
So that's why people are more than their sun sign. Yeah, you're a Pisces, but you have Aquarius rising, which is rebellious, nonconformist, freedom-loving, eccentric, bohemian.
A child of the 60s.
I know, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, right. And here we are doing astrology. That's, you know, very... you know, bohemian and unconventional. It's getting more conventional, but nonetheless, Aquarius rising, Mars in Aquarius, Moon in Aquarius, you need freedom and independence. Now, isn't that interesting? Pisces all about merging and how can I help? How can I heal? Very ethereal and mystical and, you know, almost sacrificing at times. And then we have Aquarius, which is like, I need my own space. I need to kind of be in my own eccentric orbit and very people-oriented, gregarious. So it's a good mix for what you do on the radio, you know, as a woman in sports. And if I may be so bold, next year, Gianna, is huge for you career-wise.
Really?
So I just wanted to put that seed in the soil, Jupiter.
I'm doing my happy dance, Andrea. I'm doing my happy dance.
Well, you deserve it.
That's awesome. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Jupiter, planet of expansion, abundance in your 10th house of career. And this is a good point. I have your accurate birth time, Gianna.
Yes.
So a lot of the athletes, unless I'm working with them personally, I don't have an exact birth time. And that really pinpoints a lot of the transits. So it's, you know, the more information, the more precise I can be. So that was excellent that you had your birth time, because a lot of times I just get the birth dates off the roster.
Right.
So that's how I knew Jupiter's going in your 10th house of career. Opportunity to expand your career choices, promotion, broaden your horizons, teaching, travel. So just thought I'd mention that.
This is very exciting.
You sound like Gianna's jumping around.
I know. I'm so excited. Okay, so we need to hear about Anna, because she's got a lot going on this year.
And I'm hoping I'm doing better than Matt Cain right
yes.
now.
Yes. And number one, she's expecting a baby. I don't know if you knew that, Andrea.
Oh,
she's,
no, I didn't.
Yes, her second baby is on the way.
Oh, when's the baby due?
August 4th right now.
Oh,
it's a scheduled
Leo.
Date.
Oh, like Madison Bumgarner.
There we go.
Oh, good company.
Yes, the king and queen of the zodiac. Be prepared for that with a Leo.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? You have a Leo moon, Anna.
Oh.
October 2nd, 1983, mm-hmm. San Francisco, California, 12:36 a.m.?
Yep, that
okay.
is correct.
So Libra. So what did we, you know, Libra's a sign of balance, beauty, harmony, grace, the sign of the scales. I have a few more things written down about Libra. Tactful, diplomatic, cooperating, compromising, partnership-oriented. Libras often seek to do what they think is best for everyone.
Yeah, this is so Anna.
And
so true.
You understand the need to accommodate other people, mm-hmm. fair and willing to meet the other person halfway. Again, harmony, balance, don't want to rock the boat. So that's basically, you know, Libra, partnership, equality, justice, the sign of the scales. And then we have Moon in Leo. Moon is our emotions, our habit patterns. Moon in Leo is in love with love, is very grand, very dramatic. So it's interesting, the baby will be a Leo, and you have your moon in Leo, so there'll be a simpatico right there.
Oh, yay.
And Cancer rising, food, family, feelings. That predominates.
That's true.
So you're a Libra with a Leo moon, pretty glamorous, and then Cancer rising, food, family, feeling.
You are a Greek. I get the food and family thing
100%. Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's real. And Jupiter's going through your fourth house, again, because you provided an accurate birth time. Fourth house is home and family. Jupiter is expansion, expanding your home. It'll be there for another year and a half. So that's a nice window for expanding the home, family, the other the baby that's due in August. So that's a nice transit, once every 12 years, and then Jupiter in the fifth house is nice for children as well. So did you plan the baby astrologically? Did you want to have a Leo?
No, we were, you know, basically my sister got married in November, and we were saying, all right, you know, we'll start trying to have a second child after that, and kind of happened right away.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what sign is your first child?
He is a Sagittarius. He's December 20th.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Right on the cusp of winter solstice, but that's Sagittarius. Yes. In fact, Kendall Graveman, December 21, and he was on the cusp as well. But December 20th, definitely Sag, fire sign, as is Leo. So both your children will be fire signs. So
they're spitfires there, huh?
They might be pitchers, too, because you've got Mad Bum comparison with one and Kendall Graveman
that's
with
right.
another. Look at that, Anna.
How about that?
Good
yeah, start grooming them early.
Yeah.
Well, my kid is throwing left.
Oh, see?
Keep that right hand behind his back, Anna.
Now, aren't lefties more valued and prized in pitching?
Yes.
Yeah.
For pitching, yes.
And they have longer careers, from what I understand.
It seems like it, definitely. Yeah. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us today. This was a lot of fun. Please promise you'll be back again. We're going to have you on again. I could talk to you for an hour.
I'm looking forward to hopefully more of this down the road, because I would love to get more charts down the road.
Oh, yeah, pleasure to be of service. This was a lot of fun. I love this time of year with, you know, the basketball playoffs, baseball season starting. So thank you for the opportunity to share my sports astrology and to do your charts as well.
You're so great.
And you can find Andrea Malis at virgoinservice.com. And she's a great Twitter follow. You can follow her on Twitter at virgoinservice also. Thank you, Andrea. So nice talking with you.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. Have a good day.
You
thank
too.
You.
Thanks. Bye.
So that was exciting, Anna.
That was
Anna.
Really cool.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like we're on our paths for where we should be.
Exactly. We're following the stars.
We are following the stars. I love this kind of stuff.
I do, too. I
have
love astrology.
Books and books on this mm-hmm. at home, and I wish I had more time to, like, sit down and break
oh,
it down.
Oh, I want to talk to her more.
I know. She's very interesting, okay. And I'm sure she's going to send you an actual breakdown
I'm
of your
excited.
Whole chart. But it's a really interesting read, and I'm glad we got to speak with her, too, because when you hear the explanation, mm-hmm. it makes more sense from yes. what you're reading, because sometimes you're like, okay, the planets, I understand this, but yeah, that was fun. I cannot wait till
it's
next year, because apparently
hey.
That's my career year.
Yeah.
Good time. Better late than never, right? And P.S., we're bleeping out my date. Franco and Kags, 95.7 The Game.